Bishul Bala Momen. But there's a lot of Hesberim. What is the Lomdus? What is the Pshat in this Lomdus of Shluchah Shul Bala Momen? We'll try to miyased one derech, chotsh. You see, in Achoyim is mashma a little bit anders. But we'll try maybe to feed them to buy us the sugya kama shiyadeinu magas. The Yesod of Shluchah Shel Bala Momen, the Maisa, what the Nesivus brings down in Kufay Sifkotin Beis, is a Teisves and Ein Aleph Amud Beis. Hanitzrach L'Inyoneinu in the Teisves, Teisves says like this, if Reuven wants to give Shimon money, so he could give it to Shimon. If Shimon is not around, he gives it to someone else, to Levi, to Mezake Avur Shimon. So right, if Reuven wants the Mezake money to Shimon, Levi picks it up, and he's Zeichah for Shimon. How it works, he's a Shliach of Shimon, Medin Zochin, to receive the money from Reuven. Zog Teisus in Ein Aleph HaYesod. It's only if a Yid wants to give to a Yid. But if a guy wants to give money to a Yid, he could give it to him. But he gives someone else the Mezake for the other Yid, it doesn't go. That's the Din of Teisus. The male is a problem of ribis, not a problem of ribis. That's the yesod of Teisus. So Teisus, what Teisus arises, Teisus says as a yesod. Well, a Yid wants to give, Reuven wants to give Shimon money, he could take Levi. Levi picks it up from Reuven, is mezake to Shimon, he's a shliach of Shimon. But if Reuven is a goy and he wants to give money to Shimon, mekenisht. Zog Teisus, why? Because ein shlichus le'akum. Ein shlichus le'akum. So while ein shlichus le'akum, so b'meile, you can't be mezake the money. You can't be mezake the money to Shimon. And the shayla doesn't make sense. What's the shaychus and shlichus le'akum? The Levi is medin shliach of Shimon receiving the money. Zochin le'odom shalei b'fonov. He's mezake the money for Shimon. He's a shliach of Shimon. Why has to be a shliach of Reuven b'chlam? Taisa says, and Reuven sends money for Shimon, and Levi wants to be Zeicha for Shimon, it works. But Reuven is a guy, he can't send money with Levi for Shimon to be Zeicha. He could be delivering it, and it will come to the hands of Shimon, it will belong to Shimon. But within Zochim, he can be Mezakeh to Shimon. And the Shaila, why can't he be Mezakeh to Shimon? He's a Shliach of Shimon. So Taisa says, Ein Shlichas Le'akum. Shaila, what is the Shaychas of Ein Shlichas Le'akum? What is the Shaychas of Ein Shlichas Le'akum? I'm not a Shliach of Akum, I'm not a Shliach of Reuven, I'm a Shliach of Shimon. State in Teisves, before we understand even, state in Teisves, a big yesod. State in Teisves that when Reuven wants to send money to Shimon, and he sends Levi to be mezake the money to Shimon, not only that Levi represents and he's a shliach and he's coming mikoyach Shimon, he's not only coming mikoyach Shimon, he's a shliach of Reuven. B'meil Val ein shliches le'akum, it doesn't go. These are the words of Teisus, even if we don't understand. As is like Teisus. Normal we learn pshat when Reuven sends money to Shimon and Levi is a shliach mezake, so he's mezake midin shliach of Shimon. Yodei ki yodei, zoch lo l'shem b'fonov, he becomes a shliach of Shimon. He doesn't have to be a shliach of Reuven. But lefi them also by a goy, even if ein shliches le'akum. So what if ein shliches le'akum? I'm not a shliach of the goy. I'm shliach of Shimon to receive the money. Shlush olam kemoisa, I'm going for Shimon to receive the money. Taisa state name. I have to be a shliach of Reuven also. And val ein shlichas le'akum? Zog de nesives, shteido in Taisa's ayesoid, you have to be a shliach of the bala momen. Avada, you also have to be a shliach of Shimon. But you have, when you do something in momenes, you need to be a shliach also of the owner of the money. The shliach of bala momen. Matbea tova lanu haran. The words, shluchay shel bala momen. These are the words, shekvar tova ha-melech deran. So you have to have shluchay shel bala momen. And b'meile, if Reuven is a goy, you can't be a shliach shel bala momen. Again, these are the words. This is the nusach. For shayden rishonim. These are the words of shayden deran and teisves. So again, when Reuven sends money to Shimon, normal migiler and pshat, I'm a shliach of Shimon. Midin zochin, I will take the money and give it to Shimon. Shteyden teisves, I need to be also a shliach of Reuven. And if Reuven is a goy, it doesn't work. Why? You have to be a shliach shel bala momen. The Nesivus wants to paskin it. The Nesivus wants to paskin such a chidush. You have to be a shliach and teisus bilchus ribis paskin zazay. What is the hesber in there? So the normal hesber, I'm saying, I'm not saying a lot of other hesberim, but we'll try to mask with something that is korav eleinu. Korovelein, du bist auch im Nochem gegangen, mu Korovelein. Kumir, das ist so, you have to have Schluch von Balamomen, und Momen ist, you have to be Schluch von Balamomen. Der Nassim ist in Maschmach, aber Cholos Maschmach, das ist Apora Adum, if you're Schluch, you have to be Schluch von Balamomen. Kacho, Azeidos, Azeidos. One Mahalach, Azeidos. Aber the second Mahalach, because Masber Schlickel, maybe more from Masber does. When I take a Chayfetz, and I want to give it to someone, so I pick it up, and I want it to belong to someone. So I'm not Mezach, a Chayfetz, is something that belongs. I want this chayfetz to belong to Reuven. I want this chayfetz to belong to Shimon. I want this chayfetz to belong to Levi. I go, I pick up the chayfetz, and I want to give it to Mordechai. I want to give it to someone. Yeah, I want to give him a chayfetz. The chayfetz tells me, who are you to decide who I belong to? Who? What mean, you take me and you put me there? I mean, how you put me? I want to explain myself. I'm trying not to double caution. I want to make it very light. If I send a shliach to kill someone, I don't have to be a shliach about a moment. Why? I'm telling him, just cut off Yelim's head. This is the Aveira. On the side of your shliach about Aveira, you go, you can kill someone. No, about a moment, no one gives him. I'm asking him permission. The guy that you're killing him is mamishman, not masking to be killed. So there's no shaykhus. I don't have to ask him. I'm not asking permission. I'm a shliach. Here, I want to do a chalois by Yelim's mamanis. I want to do a chalois by Yenis Mominus. I don't have a shlita and a koyach and a chayfetz to change the bailus of the chayfetz. The chayfetz belongs to Reuven. I want to take Reuven's bailus and to peel it off, to move it out. Who are you to take off Reuven's koyches? How you take off Reuven's bailus? Reuven owns the chayfetz. I want to switch it to Shimon. How you switch it to Shimon? How you have a koyach to switch it to Shimon? What is your koyach to switch it to Shimon? Teretz says, Shimon has to give you permission. So when Reuven himself, when Shimon comes to Reuven, I'm sorry, Reuven has to give you permission to give it to Shimon. So when Shimon comes to Reuven, Avada, Reuven lets him to take it, so he takes it. Now when I want Medin Zochim to go to take the chayfetz and to give it to Shimon, so Shimon lets me, Medin Shliches, to play with his chayfetz. Reuven also has to let me to play with his chayfetz. But when Reuven lets me to play with the chayfetz and to change the bailus of the chayfetz, it's like a parsha shlichus. He's giving me the koyach to be the in between him and Shimon. It's no yodah. As when Shimon comes, Shimon and him are in between. He lets Shimon to pull it out from him. When he lets me to pull it out, so the part that I'm pulling it out, that he gives me the koyach in his chayfetz to pull it out, it's b'shlichusoy. I can't do it without a shlichus. And while I have to do it b'shlichusoy, to pull it out, I have to have his koyach, I have to come to shlich shel Baal HaMomon. This will be the nusach, the vile, shenegia le'inyoneinu. That I don't have a koyach to be poyel and someone else's chayfetz without his permission. And while, any time you need to have permission to be poyel yenem's chayfetz. So when the person himself comes, you don't pass over. When it's a middle person, you can't say, yeah, I let that, it's not mostly, I let you for him. This is shlichus. To let you to do in my chayfetz for him, you have to come to a parsha shlichus. It's not mostly of letting a middle person to do something for someone else without a parsha of shlichus. When we see this, the svara pshuta would be, it's only by a chayfetz that is owned by a person. But by hefker, if I want to mezake a chayfetz of hefker to Shimon, I don't need to be a shliach shel Baal HaMomon. There's no Baal HaMomon. Only when there's an owner that is a Baal HaMomon, you have to have a shliach of Baal HaMomon to do it. When there's no Baal HaMomon, so there's no me'akev here. When there's no me'akev here, there's no reason that you can't do it. Das ist die Glattkeit. Und as they state in Tesis in Aleph Amud Beis, that if the goy wants to give it to the Israel, the posh the eitz is, let the goy to be mafkirit, and then the middle person will pick it up and give it to Yenem. These are the words of Tesis. We can matchik the taste means it. Migus. Our pashas loshen atesus is kol zman belongs to the goy. You can't be making it to Shimon. So how a goy wants to give money to Shimon and Shimon is not around? He says a reza hefker. He has to trust that the yid will pick it up for Shimon. But to tell him go give it to Shimon, segeit nish. Give it to Shimon, it doesn't go. Give it to Shimon, it doesn't go. Aber if you want to be magnet, behefker it goes. So as I stayed in Teisves. So come to us, lefi Teisves, the way the Nesivis is medayik the Teisves, that the Yisoyed of Shluchah Shel Balamomen is take only when there's a Balamomen. When there's no Balamomen, Eina Chinami is no Chisoron of Shluchah Shel Balamomen. When there's no Balamomen. But when there's a Balamomen, there's a Chisoron of Shluchah Shel Balamomen. The Nesivis goes a step weiter and he says, in Teisves you could have said it. And the Chidush Haran and Daf Yud Beis stated the Chisoron of Shluchah Shel Balamomen is even behefker. Because the Ran says that a Chotzer, that is Rabboi Mitzad Shlichas, Chotzer cannot be Koine Metzias for the Bailim. If Chotzer Mitzad Yad is Rabboi, so a Metzias that falls into your Chotzer you could take. But if Chotzer Mitzad Shlichas is Rabboi, if a Metzias falls into your Chotzer, it doesn't go to the Bailim. Why? Zog the Ran, you have to have Shluchah Shel Balamomen. It's no Bailim, it's a Metzias. And state in the Ran that you have to have a Shluchah Shel Balamomen even in a Metzias. Frag the Nesivis, here I really don't have a Pshat. When it's a Bailim, I hear you have to be a Shluchah Shel Balamomen. But when it's no Bailim, why you have to have a Shluchah Shel Balamomen? Lechu is a Machlekes. Zog the Nesivis, no, you didn't find the Ran. The Ran is only in Metzias, and it goes with the Shtikul Teira, the famous Nesivis, that the whole of Metzias goes with that Nesivis, and when someone loses a Chayfetz, Be'etzim, it stays his, even noch the Yush, till someone else picks it up. B'meile, Vaitas Yidah Balamomen. This is the Shtikul Teira of the Nesivis. About it's a weiter tzad, when you learn el metzias, we know that it's only das yochid to learn azay. And if you see good Aran, it's mashma that he didn't speak only on metzias, he spoke even on peye, and andere zachen. It's more mashma, like Rabbi Sein say, that in the Aran state, that the din of shluchah shel balamomen is not only the moment that belongs to us in person, it's even behefka. And about it, it's hard to understand. When someone owns the momenus, when someone owns the momenus, I understand why you have to have a shluchah shel balamomen. Because I don't have permission to play in Yenem's chayfetz. A bechotzer shel chayfetz shel hefker, no one owns it. No one owns it. If no one owns it, so who I need permission? Who I need permission? Who I need permission to do the maisa? I don't need permission to do the maisa. This is very schwer to understand. The Avona in the Ran. Very schwer to understand the Avona in the Ran. The Nusach that they say, the Nusach that I hear, the Nusach is that even Bechefet Shel Hefker, it's Mufker Lakoil. Everyone has permission. But everyone has permission to take it. No one has permission in the Bechefet Shel Hefker to go and give it to someone else. The Hefker is Oymed Lakoil. It's not Oymed for one person to give it to different people. He could take it and then give it. But the Yisrael of Hefker is Mufker Lakoil. So you don't have permission to do for someone else. Okay, it's a Shvere Zach. If we have time later, we'll be Magder it. Mikol Mokoyim, Lein Yoneinu. Etzem HaDobor is a Yisrael of Shluchah Shel Balamomen. As a Yisrael of Shluchah Shel Balamomen. You can't do a Pe'ula of a Chayfetz on the Balamomen. So what we have is the Maise, two Halochas that we learned. One Halocha, that the Taisa says that when a Goy wants to give a Yid, when a guy wants to give a yid, he can't be mezaki with a shliach because you have to have shluchah shel balamomen. And if you don't have a shluchah shel balamomen, it doesn't go. But mele, only if he's mafkirit. And the Ran says, a chotzer mitam shlichas is raboi. If you want to mezaki yourself, a chotzer wants to mezaki a person of mitzia, you can't be mezaki because you have to have shluchah shel balamomen. Till here, okay, a chilah shel balamomen. We said a little bit, we're going to get a little bit in the avonet. Maybe the hemshech a little bit more. Zog deran, and this is the line that Rabbi Seinu Shtala. Zog deran, chobaraya bruro that you have to have a shluchah shel balamomen. Gmorim b'metzia daf yud amud alef, hamagbia metzia lechaveiroi, loikono chaveiroi. Why not? The teretz is, you're not a shliach, balamomen. Hamagbia metzia lechaveiroi, loikono chaveiroi, and even if you send him a shliach, even if you send him a shliach, it doesn't help. Why? Al kochoch, you have to have a shluchah shel balamomen. This is the Lashon Aran. Often the Gemara b'metziah daf yud amud alef, hamagbia metziah lechaveiroi, lo ikono chaveiroi. Even if you send him a shliach. Why lo ikono chaveiroi? Because you have to have a shluchah shel balamomen. So you cannot pick up a metziah to give it to someone else. You can't pick up a metziah to give it to someone else. Why not? You have to be a shluchah shel balamomen, even in a metziah. Ad kan divrei Aran. And this Ran, אז מרפסה נקרא, מרפסה נקרא דסרן. רב אלחונן פרק דקה שאין ספר הזיכרון השתומית. ונסיבס פרק דקה שאין היז נוסח. דגמורה says a different reason. דגמורה says, המקביה מציע לחברוי, לכונו חברוי, מייטיימה משום דעה וחב לאחרים. מקביה מציע לחברוי, לכונו חברוי, מייטיימה משום דעה וחב לאחרים. How the run קצה, יחובה ראיית עם היסוד. That the Magbiyah mitzi lechaveri lekon lechaveri because you're not a shluchi shel bala moment. The Gemara says that it's a different chisorim because it's chav leachayim. How the Ran says he has a raya from the feud. That shluchi shel bala moment doesn't work if you're not a shluchi shel bala moment. Why am Magbiyah mitzi lechaveri lekon lechaveri? Ido chad migu. But why am Magbiyah mitzi lechaveri lekon lechaveri? The Teretz is you're not a shluchi shel bala moment. The Gemara says something else. The Gemara says because he chav leachayim. He doesn't say the Gemara tesamud beif. He says, why a magbiya mitzir, Omar Rab Nachman, a magbiya mitzir lechaveiroi, lekono chaveiroi, why lekono chaveiroi? Because you're not a shluchah shebal ha-moment, ve'afilu ba'asroi shliach, you're not a shluchah shebal ha-moment. The Gemara says, that is a different chisoron. The Gemara says, the chisoron is, mitzad chav la'achayrim. Our Gemara says, mitzad chav la'achayrim. So how the Ran could say, echo ba'ray, that is a yisrael of shliach shebal ha-moment, why a magbiya mitzir lechaveiroi, lekono chaveiroi? Why when you pick up a mitzir to your friend is not koina? You know why? Because you're not a shliach shebal ha-moment. The Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says, because you chav la'achayrim. This is the reason you can't give it to your friend. So chakush ya'atzumo. Chakush ya'atzumo. The vial, I want to misader it, and we'll have it clear. The Rebbe Elchanan and the Nesivos are not going with everything we spoke yesterday, that the Migu takes care of the problem of Bala Moment. Because the Ran doesn't learn that the Migu takes care of it. Here he has a Migu, and the Migu doesn't take care of it. They're not saying a word about that the Migu could take care of the problem of Bala Moment. Mishuma, they don't bring it up. If the Migu could take care of the Chavam, if the Migu could take care of the problem of Bala Moment, or the Migu cannot take care of the problem of Bala Moment. They don't mention it. They don't go into it. So they have ein kasha. The Ran says as a yesoid of shliach shabal ha-momen that the ainu, a shliach and a schir l'choy cannot pick up a chavetz from my friend if I'm not a shliach shabal ha-momen even in a metziah. And this is the Gemara, magbi a metziah lechaveri l'ikono, idach man domar hat migu zokta. But the first man domar holds that it doesn't work. This is the reason magbi a metziah lechaveri l'ikono chaveri. And in our Gemara state a different reason. So magbi a metziah lechaveri l'ikono chaveri because he chav la'achayri. This is the shverkai. So Rebbe Elchanan says a very nice mehalach. Rebbe Elchanan says like this. About it, it's a nusach. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, shluchah shel bala moment only doesn't help b'shlichas. B'schiyah, it helps. I can make a shliach if I'm not a bala moment. Aber b'schiyah, it could work. If Hashem makes a schiyah is no chisoron of bala moment. Schiyas no chisoron of bala moment. B'meile, zogt Rebbe Elchanan the plan like this. The Ran had a kasha. Our Gemara, it could work mitzad schiyah and it could work mitzad shlichas. If it works mitzad schiyah, it's no chisoron of bala moment. It's no chisoron of bala moment. You're right. But if it could work mitzad shlichas, it's a chisoron. The Ran meant a very simple raya. The Gemara said chav le'achiri. Chav la'achayrim is only a din b'zochi. It's not a din b'shlichas. So why the Gemara didn't say that as a chisorin b'shlichas? Amagbir mitzir lechaveroi, let him to work with din shliach. Ve'afilu ba'asoi shliach. Why amagbir mitzir lechaveroi lekono chaveroi, chotch ba'asoi shliach, let him to work. The answer, you know why shliach doesn't help? He's not a shliach shel bala moment. Why the Gemara didn't say the chisorin of bala moment? Because b'schir you don't have that chisorin. So again, I'll be masbir. The Gemara said a chisorin of chav la'achayrim. Zog deran, the Gemara is not a fully Gemara, because b'shliach is no chisorin of chav la'achayrim. So why the Gemara doesn't hold on a magbiyah mitzir lechaveroi lekono chaveroi? Let it to work b'shlichas. Why the Gemara says that a magbiyah mitzir lechaveroi lekono chaveroi? Let it to work b'shlichas. Why it doesn't work b'shlichas? The answer of the Ran, you know why it doesn't work b'shlichas? The reason it doesn't work b'shlichas is because you have to have a shliach shebal ha-moment. So we have a gemara in the feud. Abagbiya mitzir lechaveiro lekono chaveiroi. We have a kasha, but let him to work midin shliach. Not a shliach shebal ha-moment. Zayda. Aber the Gemara has a different problem. On Shlichus. Schiye. Schiye. Schiye is on a minui. Schinui is on a minui. Schison Shlichus Shabbat HaMomen is beminui. Schiye is on a minui. If Schiye is on a minui, Schiye is lamidam Shlichus. The Lashon Rabbel Chonin has cheshbin. So let it work on Schiye. You don't have to have a Shabbat HaMomen bezochim. The Torah says, I have a chav la'achayim. A chav la'achayim is not enough. Because b'shliach is no chisoron of chav la'achayrim. We explain what is the chisoron of chav la'achayrim. Lav kol kamina, a person can mix himself l'ismatzea. So you have to come to Bala Momen. So lefina Rebel Chonin de Nesives, the cheshbin and the pshat is a glat cheshbin and pshat. The Ran has a raya that is a chisoron of shluchah of Bala Momen, because he had a kashe. It's mashim the Ran Bayos. Roes ha-metzia, the Ran Bayos says, he send him a shliach. Poyel, he send him a shliach. Oni, he send him a shliach. So why it doesn't work? The answer is chisoron of Bala Momen. So why the Gemara says chav la'achayrim? Because Bala Momen is only a chisoron when b'shliches, not b'zochim. So the Gemara has to say chav la'achayrim. I said, what is the raya of the Ran that is a chisoron of Bala Momen? Because chav la'achayrim is only b'zochim. Oh, but let it work mitzad shliches. That is chisoron of Bala Momen. This is the shtikl teireh of the Ran. So again, this mahalach be'etzem, b'cheshbin, is a nice mahalach. It's not so mashma in the ramps, as a grace of teireh. But b'cheshbin, this is the teireh from Rebbe Chonon and teireh from the Nesivis, everyone in his nusach. That be'etzem is two, is, the Ran had a shayla, magbiya mitziya lechaveiroi, loikono chaveiroi. It's two ways to work on it. Midin zochin, if schi ezlam mitam shlichas, and midin shlichas. If he sends him a shliach, if he sends him a shliach, is no chav la'achayrim, but is no chisoron of chav la'achayrim, but is a chisoron of shluchah shebal ha'momen. If he doesn't send him a shliach, and he's going to do it mitzad zochin, is no chisoron of bal ha'momen. Bal ha'momen is only a chisoron when you send a shliach. When you don't send a shliach, you don't have a chisoron of bal ha'momen. But the teretz is on zochin, you have a poshta teretz. Chav la'achayrim, lav kol kamina. So b'etzem the Ran and the Kasha, what happened there when he sends him a shliach? The answer is laf bala moment. On a shliach is chav la'achayrim. So it's interesting. Stima saranaza. Stima saranaza. The Gemara says chav la'achayrim because the Gemara speaks about shliach. So the Ran, yeah, but what happened to shliachas? The Teretz is a chisoron of shluchah shel bala moment. It's missing at us. But I'm saying, the Yesoid that Vorim from Rebel Chon de Nesivis, this is the path. Avada, we have to say it better. Because it's not so gishmak, the way they're saying. But the Etzem Advorim, it's a plan. Etzem Advorim is a plan. Then you have, Ein Chisor Mitzad, Shluchah Shel Bala Momen, when you send the Shliach. And another chisor, another shluchah shebal ha'momen, bezochin mitzadcha. These are the two esbeirim. Those are the mahalach from Rebel Chonon and the mahalach from the Nesivis. The chisor in this mahalach is, chutz when it's not mashma in the Ran, belomdus, it doesn't make sense that bezochin will be no chisor in the bal ha'momen. If we explain that I have to have permission to work by enem, to have the chisoron of Bala Momen. What is the nafkemine? If it's a chisoron that you can work by Yenem's Momen on permission, we started to say a hezba. Nishkin klore hezba. Nishkin klore hezba. Oh, we tried to say a pesa hezba. No, so why bezochin that chisoron will not be there? But Rabbi Chonon de Nesivis is mashma zapora aduma. When you're shliach, you have to have Bala Momen to make you a shliach. As he does. It's not a parsha of shlichus. You don't have to have bala moment. But if it's a psalomdus, I have to have a koyach to poil yenes momenes. So bezochin, you have a koyach. You also don't have a koyach. If the lomdus is that I need permission to be poil tzach and yenes momenes, I have to have a koyach, a permission to poil yenes momenes. If I don't have a koyach to be poil yenes momenes, it's a gate nisht. So it's very shvur. It's nochamo. The plan of Rebbe Chonon de Nesivis in the Ran is gishmak. You have to have a shluchah shel bal ha'momen. This is legabei shlichus. Legabei shchiyah, you don't need to have a bal ha'momen. Aber you have chav. Aber make shliach, bal ha'momen. On shliach, chav. Say, choser me'aseifa, and also belong this, to say that b'shchiyah you don't need to have din bal ha'momen. What? Awesome. What?
It's not
So we explained, although the Nesiva says it is, although we said in Hefkin, we asked at the beginning. But that's the Yisrael, I need a Koyach. I need a Koyach to be Poyel. What? Take care to be a Shliach, a Zochin to Yenim. Nisht an Yenim's moment is. No, if Yenim, no. But no, I'll explain to you. If that person will be masking to give it, then I have a Koyach. The Tehra didn't give me a Koyach to chab the world. Yenim wants to give Shimon Nechosim, Hashem lets me to represent Shimon. Hashem gave me the Koyach, but I'm not to pearl by Yenim's Chayfetz. I can't take Reuven's Chayfetz. I can't take from Reuven. I don't have a Koyach to take from Reuven. Hashem gave me a Chayfetz. If Reuven wants to give Shimon, and Shimon is not around, Midin Zochin, I'm like Shimon. No, we're not Balchoy, we're not this Balchoy. Then we'll see if it's a Shibud or not. It's not a Shail, if it's Chav Lachim, Beshibudim. This is really not a Noisa. The Etzim Magbi Amitzir Lechaveiroi. I can't. So Nachum, the Teir of Rebbe Lechon in the Sivis is nice. It's a Chisoron of Chav Lachirim. The Ran Med, the Magbi Amitzir, all the more you have to have two Chisroines. One Chisoron, if it's Zochin, there's no Chisoron about a moment. Memeile, dear, the Chisoron is Chav Lachirim. Beshliach is not Chav Lachirim, but it's a Chisoron about a moment. And this with the Ran Med, that in our Sug Yishtei, there's a Chisoron about a moment. He meant, Valamais is a Koyach of Shlichas, and he had a Kashi, why Beshlichas it doesn't work? And the answer is, it doesn't work because of the Bala moment. Don't see the Cheshman of Rebbe Elchanan, and don't see the Cheshman of the Nesivas Be'etzim. I say, it's Doichak, it's not Mashma and Deloshin. And also Belomdes, and that's a Poshet, if it's a Din, you have to have a Koyach of Bala moment, if you have to have a Schus of Bala moment to Poyel, it's very shvel to say the Chiddush of Rebbe Elchanan, that the Mokim Schiye is no Chisor in the Bala moment. Mechateis? So, what we have to be masbir here, and I think it makes everything light. Even that the Ashkof Rishon or Belchon and Nesiv is such a light to Cheshbon. Everything what we said yesterday in Shir, Be'etzem, this is the Ikara Avonev the Sugi. This is the Ikara Avon and the Sugi. And I want to be masbir. We yesterday started and we said La Mito Shel Toiro, the way the Ran and the Tesis learns, that the Sugi and Tesamut Beis told us that Be'etzem, how you can be Magbir Mitzir Lechaveiro, Ilechur, Inad Shluche Shel Balamomen, and the answer was, Val I have a Migud Ezochel and Afshei, is no more Chisoron of Shluche Shel Balamomen. The Migu takes care of the Chisoron of Shlucha Shel Balamomen. This is what we said. And if this is what we said, this is what we stay with. Ein Lechanami is a Chisoron of Shlucha Shel Balamomen. Siddur is a Chisoron of Shlucha Shel Balamomen. But if you have a Migu, the Migu takes care of the Chisoron of Shlucha Shel Balamomen. With the longness that we said today, it's even leichter. While I have a Koyach already to Mismatzea and the Chayfetz, and it's myself, I could change the balance of the Chayfetz, so I have more Koyach to change the balance of the Chayfetz. But this is what we said as Azeidos. That the Sugi of the Vtesh state that the Migu takes care of the Koyach of the Chisoron of Balamomen. The Migu takes care of the Chisoron of Balamomen. That's the source of the Shmaisa. So the Alabes, no, I have it close. The Alabes of the Sugi is Migu takes care of the Chisoron of Shluchas of Balamomen. Migu takes care of the Chisoron of Shluchas of Balamomen. So if someone will start, I'm a bi amitzir lechaveiro. We learn balamomen. So what happened to our sugya? Chavamigu. Our sugya never spoke about balamomen. This is the way we learned yesterday. This is the reason when you start to see the nesivas, you get mixed up in the beginning. Because yesterday we took here, balamomen is taken care of, and it's only a sugya of chav lacherim. Pitom the ran starts, there's a chisoron of balamomen here. The Torah says, there's no chisoron of balamomen, valsino amigu. Migu takes care of the chisoron of shluchas of balamomen. This is what we asked yesterday. The mokim that you have a migu is no chisoron of balamomen. The migu takes care of the problem of balamomen is no chisoron of balamomen. While I could work for myself, I don't have a chisoron for the other person. Let me vorim pshutim. The Ran and the feud came and he had a different shaila. You're right that the migu takes care of the balamomen. Aber, why the migu doesn't work? The Gemara says chav le'achirim. The Gemara says val yichav le'achirim, it doesn't work. Valet chav la'achirim, it doesn't work. Frek de Ran, send him a shliach. send him a shliach. Zog der Rana zei. If I want to send him a shliach, the Hainu, I'm telling him, don't come on your own koiches. Come because the other person send you. The other person, I'm not a shliach shabal amomen. Now I will explain it. This is the nusach. When we start the sugya, as no chisorn of balamomen. Avade, the Gemara has to come to chav le'achayrim. On teyas that the Gemara means als them and the Gemara means als them. The Gemara says you want to pick it up. You have a migu. You know what breaks the migu? Only chav le'achayrim. No chisorn of balamomen. No shachis of schir mitam shlichas dam mitam shlichas. It's no chisorn. I have a migu. The zochin of shei, zochin ami lechavrei. Oh, we're telling you about the mischav le'achayrim. You don't have a koyach to mix in on your own. You don't have a koyach to mix on your own. He says, no, I'm not mixing on my own. I'm a shliach. I'm coming out to Yenem. I'm not chav le'achayrim. I told him, Yenem can't send you a shliach. You're not a shliach shabal amomen. He says, yeah, but I have a migu. I could work myself. You want to work out yourself or out to Yenem? If you want to work out the migu, what the migu says? I have a koyach to mix in here. Because I'm a mamda oma. So I'm coming with my own koyches. When I'm coming with my own koyches, that migu de kozochil en afshei, afazei vai that I'm coming with my own koyches, that I have a migu. When I want to come with my own koyches, that I have a migu, the own koyches that I have, that I'm trying to use for the migu, as them zog di gmor, etzchav la'achayrim. Etzchav la'achayrim. We'll say it in the Nusach of Rashi. Rashi explained what is zochim. A person is b'mana himself a shliach. So be'etzim, I could be memani myself in the parasha. Ah, who are you? How you could poil tzach? Migu that I could work myself, I could work for Yenem. When you say that svorim, migu that I could work for myself, I could work for Yenem, that gives me a koyach to work als my own koyches. Als my own koyches, we explain, even if schir mitam shliches. Oh, but if I'm bringing my own koyches, I don't have a koyach, like the Rosh said in Gittin. I don't have a koyach to work as my own koyches. I can't bring my own koyches here to be zeicha and the cheshbon for Yenem. If I want to work with the koyach of the Meshaleach, of them the Teretz is, I can't work. I'm a shliach of Yenem. I'm not a shliach of Baal HaMomen. When I could work on my own. When I could work on my own, it's a chisoron of chav la'achir. So kumta is hazeh. The Ran is not asking two drochim. It's the same Gemara. The Gemara really took care of the Chav Lachay, the moment Bala Momen, and after some Mutbeis, Mitzad Amigu. The Gemara took care of it, Mitzad Amigu. Zog the Gemara, but it doesn't work, Mitzad Chav Lachayim. I send the Shliach. The answer is, a Chisong the Bala Momen. So why the Gemara didn't write it down? The few will be saying now, it's not even a Kasha Bichlal. Is a Chisong the Bala Momen in the whole Sugya? Is a chisoron about a moment in the whole sugya? No, the answer is the migu takes care of it. Zad the Gemara in Shuldig, the migu takes care of it, but you're born with a naya parsha. Chav la'achayrim. Ah, I let me to work without the migu within shlichas. This bichlal doesn't work because I'm not about a moment. The fit in the Sivis and Rebel Chonon, the Gemara said a new chisoron, chav la'achayrim. And if you work with that malach, there's a chisoron about a moment. Kilo, two different sugyas. The Gemara never mentioned garnish. Lefi what we're saying, the whole sugya of Tesa Mutbeis and Dafyud is Giboyter as a chisoron of Shlucha Shel Baal HaMomen. No, the answer is the Migu. Of them, Zog the Gemara is Chav La'achayrim. Frag the Ran. Forget about Chav La'achayrim, but he's a Shliach. So, oh yeah, but that's a Vada he can't do. Because he's not a Shlucha Shel Baal HaMomen. If he's not coming on his own, he's not a Shlucha Shel Baal HaMomen. And if he's coming on Tzienem, he's not a Baal HaMomen. And if he's coming on his own, Avad is no chisoron of Baal HaMomen, if he's coming on his own. But, even so, that he's coming on his own, but he's a chisoron of Chav La'achir. This is Pochus Yoyser. So, midat ma'am b'gzeh of them. Aber das ist Pochus Yoyser, the Tzusa, the Shmaise, the Derech HaKal, b'das Aran. We'll go now to the next step. We mentioned already Be'etzem and Shir, this step, but I want now to be Mashlim the Dvorim. Shitas Rashi, this Be'etzem, because the place can start, the Aloche part of the Sugya, starts Be'etzem in this Chelek. Shitas Rashi Lemaise, even the Latefes Lebal Choyv Loikon, but if you send the Shliach, it helps. If you send the Shliach, it helps. That's the Shitas Rashi. Fragen alle Rishonim auf Rashi, how Shliach helps? How Shliach helps? The Mishnah steht, Reus HaMetzia, Shliach doesn't help. Itnenu le'oni, shtei shliach doesn't help. Memale maim, shtei shliach doesn't help. Fregt the tumim. The Sivis wants to say, Pesachesh, that there is hefker. Metzias poyel doesn't help. If shliach helps the firashi, fregt the Rishonim all these four questions. From the Mishneh, from Oni, from Memale maim, from Metzias poyel, לפי רשי, if שליח helps, what is the Gemara, all of these Gemaras? The answer in Rashi is a poshta teretz. The same teretz of the Ran. Shliach doesn't help because it's not shluchi של בעל המומן. The answer in Rashi is, Shliach doesn't help because it's not a shliach של בעל המומן. This teretz בעצם, the Nesiva says, על פי דרכוי, אבל that's the answer. Yes, כאשר Rashi holds שליחס helps, if Rashi holds שליחס helps. So why רואה את המציא, you can't pick it up? So what if it's chav la'achirim? So what if it's chav la'achirim? Aber shlichas helps? Oni, aber shlichas helps? Metzias poyel, shlichas helps? Memale maim, shlichas helps? The answer is in all of these gemores. It's not a shluchi she bala momen. It's not a shluchi she bala momen. It's not a shluchi she bala momen. Meir, shlichas doesn't help? What? Also, hefkes also, you have to be shluchi she bala momen. The Nesiva said his thing in Metzia. We said Alibol. You have to be a shluchah shel Bala Momen. Ah, if you have to be a shluchah shel Bala Momen, frek the Nesiva. So why Tefes the Baal Choyv Rashi holds shlichas helps? But you're not a shluchah shel Bala Momen. If the answer in Rashi is that Rashi says Tefes the Baal Choyv shlichas helps, all of the Gemara state that shlichas doesn't help, the answer is you have to be a shlichah shel Bala Momen. Givaldik eteretz of Rashi that you have to be a shliach shel bala momen. So why Rashi holds teifas lebal choyv helps, but you're not a shliach shel bala momen? As they frek the nesivas. Kushi atzuma. If you hold you have to be shluch shel bala momen, this is the answer in Rashi. This is the answer in Rashi. So why shliach helps and teifas lebal choyv? Why shliach helps and teifas lebal choyv? Zog the nesivas two terutzim. Now I want to be madgishim, because it's a very big nefkemina. One teretz, what all of you say the whole time. It's a very poshta teretz. All of you say the whole time this teretz. That dear, he owes me money. So it's meshubah to me. So the person that owes the money, that he's owed money, could send a shliach. Because the money by the other person is owned by him. So he is a shluchah shel bala momen. That's the Loshon HaNesivas. The alive and mikri bala moment klal, kaven shu meshubet lemalve velesel ishtalom makim acher. Vemele he is a bala moment. Vemele he has a schus to take the money. And he's talking chisor. Givaldi kateretz, it's no chisor in a shluchah shel bala moment. He owes me money. So Rashi only said it in Baal Choyv. Rashi only said it in Baal Choyv. Only in Baal Choyv Rashi said, shliach helps. Why? Because there he owes me money. Normal shlichas doesn't help. Normal shlichas doesn't help, but here he owes me money, so it is no chisor in shluchi shel bala momen. Then the Nesiva says one more line. V'gam betfiso shel ha'toifes lo yotzo mirshus ha'loive legamri dare ha'rishus b'yad ha'loive adayin lesalek bezuzah achrine. V'gam betfiso shel ha'toifes lo yotzo mirshus ha'loive legamri dare ha'rishus b'yad ha'loive adayin lesluke bezuzah achrine. A very nice line. It's interesting. Chutz the Magia here, no one chap. And the Nesiva said two shtiklach. One shtikl is it's meshubit. It's no chisor in shluchah shel bala momen. Vegam shelo yotzo mirshus aloi velegamri shemeshubet elo shiochel esalke bezuzi. I think that this line of the Nesivas to answer Rashi will be Be'ez Hashem a very big nefkimin in a lot of halachas. A lot of poskim clear different shailas. I'm saying, tonight, I don't want to go now to the Shailas. About what this line, the Nesiva says that it's no chisor of shluchah shel bala momen if I'm not taking the momen. Could be l'moshe, when a guy chaps a standard in yeshiva, the yeshiva weiter owns the standard. If the yeshiva wants, the yeshiva comes in the middle of Seder and takes away the standard. So you're only chapping it for what? Basically, what is the gather of the chapping? Could be there, if you send a shliach avada, I'm not speaking meilo. But if you send a shliach, could be it's no chisor of shluchah shel bala momen. Could be it's no chisor of shluchah shel bala momen. Could be no chisoron bichlal of shluchah shel Bala Momen. Could be a lot of things, even at some place in Yishrim and Nishtazay. But it can be, again, the Nesivus himself is only two terutzim of the Nesivus. But the Nesivus says, why lefi Rashi? I could, even if Rashi holds the shluchah shel Bala Momen, why Rashi holds the Baal Choyv, it works because he owes me money. Or, because I'm not taking a zach. So it could be even in a place that is no own money, there's no shibut, but it could be if I'm not taking from Yenem, it's no chisoron of shluchah shel Bala Momen, can't say. Can't say, it's no chisoron of shluchah shel Bala Momen. Zog de Nesivus, but as we have to go one more step weiter. One more step weiter. Tesfes asks the Kasha and Rashi. How Rashi holds the Shliach helps? How Rashi holds the Shliach helps? It's the Chagmore from Yemar Bar Chashu. Yemar Bar Chashu, Rashi himself says that he sent a Shliach, and it doesn't help. Rashi holds the Betefes Lebaal Choyb, Shliach helps. The Sugi of Tesfes, Tesfes brings down the Gemore in Ksuvah, the Amaschel Tesfes, that the Gemore in Ksuvah says that Yemar Bar Chashu, they send him to be Tesfes money from Yisoyimim, and the Gemore says that it doesn't work. Lefi Rashi, Shlichas has to help. Lefi Rashi, Shlichas has to help. So if Lefi Rashi, Shlichas has to help, Lefi Rashi, Shlichas has to help, so why by Yema Bachashu, Shlichas didn't help? It's also Baal Choyv. What are we saying? Rashi holds Shlichas and Metzia doesn't help, and Efka doesn't help, and Poyo doesn't help, and Oni doesn't help. Only in Baal Choyv, because it's Meshubet to money, Vaoid, Yochel Esalik Mezuzi. Say? So this is the third. Nesivus, Tesis also asked the Kasha and Rashi. We're Medayik. Tesis never asked the Kasha and Rashi from all of the other Gemoras. Not from Metzia, not from Peya, not from Mayim. He only asked the Kasha from the Gemara in Ksuvis. Why? Because he knew the Shtikotei of Rashi that you have to have Shluchah shel Bala Momen. Tesis himself says it in Dafayin Aleph Amud Beis. Tesis says it in Dafayin Aleph Amud Beis. But even so, Tesis asks the Kasha from Yema Bachashu. Tesis says in Rashi, you write that in Baal Choyv is no chisoron of shluchah shel Bala Momen. This is shtikotei from Rashi because he owes me money. Or the devoid of the Nesivus, frek Tesis, or I have a gemara from Baal Choyv. I'm asking in Rashi a kasha minei vebei. I have a kasha in Rashi minei vebei. Eina chenami. You write that Baal Choyv is different because he owes the money. Aber sidoa gemara legabi Baal Choyv. Yema Bachashu, he owed money, and Rashi said that Shlichas doesn't help. Zog de Nesivus. It's mamish in the end of the shtickle. Zog de Nesivus hazei. Gam bashayik shoteisus mode yema Bachashu, loikoshe midi, de shom bi yasei mi mairi, de metal de diyasu la mishtabdi le Baal Choyv. Val ili tfise roitze lehachnis li tachas shibu la Baal Choyv, ולא יציאו משוס בלה מומן. Veshabir Rabbi Yisayim Balei Momen, Veleman and Shlichas. He taka the Nesivus is only going with his first teretz. That, why is this? He didn't hold from his second svara so much. So I don't know if you can rely on it la'aloche. Zog the Nesivus, when are you really Meshubah? There's no chisoron of Tefes Lebaal Choyv. Because while you Meshubah to the other person, so it's considered that the other person owes you the money, so b'meli you Balei Momen. Because he owes you the money, so b'meli you considered Balei Momen. Because he owes you the money. But be yisayimim, they don't owe you the money. Be yisayimim, they don't owe you the money. So val be yisayimim, they don't owe you the money because metalta the yasme loy mishtavde le Baal Choyv. So val metalta the yasme loy mishtavde le Baal Choyv. Bemele, they don't owe you the money. So it's only as adin tfise. So bemele is weiter achisor, weiter achisor. Das a teretz of Rashi. Now we have to know, even though we're saying like this in the chidush haran by us in the feud. Lemaise, Uzay and Tesfes, they're choylek on Rashi. And the Chidush Aran holds that even with Baal Choyv you can't send a Shliach. Dainu. Even that in Rashi we say that Rashi really holds the Chisoron of Shluchah shel Bala Momen. Rashi really holds the Chisoron of Shluchah shel Bala Momen. And what is the answer to all of these Gemoras? That it's Metzia, Mashayin Gim Baal Choyv Vali owes me money, is no Chisoron of Shluchah shel Bala Momen. Or that the Ran and Tesfes state klar that even if you send a shliach, it doesn't help. Even if you send a shliach, it doesn't help. And I want to be masbir why I'm mentioning it now. First time, as they state in the Ran, und Tesfes, that shliach doesn't help. But I want to ask you, why state in the Ran that shliach doesn't help? The Ran and Tesfes state that shliach doesn't help. Tesfes brings a raya from Yema Bachashu. And the Ranz brings a raya from four Gemaras that Shlichus doesn't help. Why they hold that Shlichus doesn't help? Because they disagree, the Ainu. They hold that the Baal Choyv also, it's not considered Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. We say Shtikul Teir and Rashi that it's called Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. They're not masking that it's considered Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. Even that he owes you money, it's not considered Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. This is one way to understand that it's not considered Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. Not consider Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. This is one way to understand it. Other name. Not because it's not considered Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. It is considered Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. They hold the chison of Chav Le'Acherim is even b'shlichus. This is what we have to be mistafik. Taisa says Rashi is wrong. Shlichus doesn't help. He's not mechalik the nesivus chilek when yaseimim or not yaseimim. The Ran says Rashi is wrong. Shlichus doesn't help. Why they hold that Shlichus doesn't help? They hold that Shlichus doesn't help because they hold that it's not Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. And when we answer that Rashi, that it's considered Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen because he owes the money, the Ran and the Tesis didn't learn that it's a Svore. They hold that it's weiter Achisoron. It's weiter Achisoron. They're not masking with the Svore. They hold that it's weiter Achisoron Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. Oh, no, they're masking that you're a Shliach. But the Gemara says, Chav Le'Acherim. Who said Chav Le'Acherim is only Bezochin? Maybe Chav Le'Acherim is also Beshlichus. This is the suffix that I'm aiming. The Rishonim that are Choylik and Rashi. Rashi said, Shliach helps. Schir doesn't help, Shliach helps. And we said, if you Rashi, why Shlichus doesn't help in other places, you're not Baal HaMomen. Here you are Baal HaMomen, but maybe the Shlichus helps. That's the Gemara Cheshm. That's the Gemara Cheshm. The Rishonim of Shlichus doesn't help. So why Shlichus doesn't help with the Rishonim? Why is Shlichus doesn't help with the Rishonim? They're not masking that it's called Baal HaMomen, or they all that Shlichus doesn't help b'mokim shechav la'achirim. So we have a raya from the Ran. The Ran in the Yud Beis says klo that the reason Shlichus doesn't help because it's not a Baal HaMomen. If it will be a Baal HaMomen, steht in the Ran is no chisoron of chav la'achirim. So steht in the Ran of Yud Beis. So we have a machlekes if teifus lebaal choiv. If you all the Rishonim, you have a chisoron of Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen, or you don't have a chisoron of Shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. Again, why am I madgish it? Chutz, that's in the sikkur of Tzus of the Shmaise. But again, it's what is negeh be'etzem is when a person sends someone to be teif for something that is not called a schiyah of moment. So could be there is no chisroyes of shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. But the shaila is, but the rishonim hold that shliach doesn't help to chav la'achirim. The shaila, why the rishonim hold that shlichus doesn't help to chav la'achirim? Shlichus doesn't help to chav la'achirim because you're not a shluchus Shel Baal HaMomen. But when you don't need Baal HaMomen, you just need to chav am to something, maybe then shlichus helps to be teifus. Maybe then shlichus helps to be teifus. I want two more things to the Hashlome. I bet it's a gracious sugya, but we have to start next week, next sugya. Couple more little Hashlomes that we have here in the sugya. First we have to remember that we have a sugya in the Fchesa Mudalef. The Gemara declared, if a magdia mitzia lechaveiroi, kono chaveiroi, or loy kono chaveiroi. That's what we're learning here, a whole sugi, if a magdia mitzia lechaveiroi, kono chaveiroi, or loy kono chaveiroi, it's a sugi in Davches. And the Gemara in Davches brings down a new eitze. If I pick it up for myself also, migu de zochi lenafshei, zochi nami lechavrei. Not migu de iboy zochi lenafshei. The Gemara in Daf Ches has another migu. Migu de zochi lenafshei, zochi nami lechavrei. As they state often in the Gemara. And the Shaila is now, that Gemara, migu de zochi lenafshei, zochi nami lechavrei. It takes care of the problem of our sugi. We have a sugi, might be a mitzia lechavrei, lo ikon lechavrei, machleikes, if kon lechavrei, lo ikon lechavrei. We have a Gemara that if you do it together with your friend together, it's no chisor. So the Shach, Kles Lemaise. We know our sugya, we passing the Magbiya Mitzir Lechaveiroi, Kono Chaveiroi. A Magbiya Mitzir Lechaveiroi, Kono Chaveiroi. And then we have a Gemara, a Magbiya Mitzir Lechaveiroi, Kono Chaveiroi, Rabbi Eichanan. Aber be Baal Choyv, you can't be Toifes. A Toifes le Baal Choyv, a Mokim Shechav Le'Acherim, lo ikono. Teifus the Baal Choyim Mokim Shechav La'Achirim Lo Ikono. As they stated on the Gemara. Teifus the Baal Choyim Mokim Shechav La'Achirim Lo Ikono. What would be if that person also owes me money and I'm doing the Tfisa together? In our sugya, we have migud ezochi. We explain it's not chav la'acherim anymore. Or I'm mainly considered balamomen. Then is a mandoma that we don't say that I'm considered balamomen. It's a mandoma that I'm vital considered chav la'acherim. The Gemara in Daf Ches had another eitz. What is the new eitz of the Gemara? Migud ezochi le'nafshei ezochi nami le'chavrei. Now, when I'm picking it up together with the other person, b'meila it works also for the other person. Shaila, what is it? Where it stints? What is that svara? Again, the Gemara dir holds, if I don't pick it up together with my friend, we don't know my bia mitzia lechaveiro. But while I'm doing it together with my friend, it's better. We have to know that sugya has to be mashlim somehow our sugya. Then we have three echatimtzes. Shliach, migud ibay zochil enafshei, and then migud de zochil enafshei. Three different echatimtzes. Lemosho, the Shach has another shaila. Just to remind me the shaila. He said, b'das aran, that even the tevis the Baal Choyv lekono, but if he owes me also money, so I have a migud de zochil enafshei, zochil nami lechavrei. Right? So Lemosho, Reuven owes Shimon and Levi money, so normally Shimon can make a tfisa to Levi. But while Reuven owes also Shimon and also Levi, but mainly he can make a tfisa. Clears the Shach, but he only owes Shimon $100. How much he could be tefis for Levi? A million? Or only how much he owes him? He could tefis the amount that he owes also him and also me? How much he could be tefis? How much the migu helps? Vali could be tefis to himself, he could be tefis to his friend. How much the migu helps? Das mit hat mir war sein noch. One mezach that we spoke about, just to touch it, we said that Rashi brings down in our sugya that shlichas helps. He doesn't bring it down, not in the sugya in Ksuves, not in the sugya of Gittin. Only in our sugya, Rashi brings down that shlichas helps. And the shayla is taken, why? Why taken in our sugya, Rashi brings down the shayla if shlichas helps or shlichas doesn't help? Unavade, the tchilas advorim has to be that in our sugya is the mokir that b'etzem you have to have a shlucha shel balamomen. Our sugya, the Rishonim handle, if you have to have a shlucha shel balamomen, or you don't have to have a shlucha shel balamomen. Thus, the noise in the sugya b'etzem, if you have to have a shlucha shel balamomen, you don't have to have a shlucha shel balamomen. The mele, in our sugya, Rashi brings down that even that lemaise shlichas doesn't help, but when tefes lebaal choyim, shlichas will help. And tefes lebaal choyim, shlichas will help. Is another zach that we'll see Be'ez Hashem in the next sugya that stam to be toifes on kinyonim, on schus tfise, if stam a person wants to hold on to something, not to let the other person to take it, does the Gemara says it's a knas. It's not mostly to say, I'm not really toifes, I'm just holding on to it. You have to know, it's a sugya of toifes lebal choy. It does Be'ez Hashem, that mevar zay. So Be'ez Hashem, next week we have to start with the next sugya. I'm going to make